Hi, I'm Leia, a Canadian gal living in Beijing, China, and Edie, right now I am wearing my reversible silk robe that actually should be saved for going out. But I thought as a special occasion, I'd wear it to podcast today.
Ooh.
Oh, it's so gorgeous. I love it so much. I recently wore it to a brunch at the beginning of a staycation I was on, and it was such a hit. And you'll be seeing it this summer because I'm going to be wearing it like all the time.
Oh, despite the heat, the humidity?
Doesn't matter because it's silk. I think silk is an all-weather fabric.
I don't know. You'll want to like really apply that deodorant, Leia, so you don't get pit stains.
Okay, good to know. You're right. But meantime, yes, it is almost summer. And Edie, I am moving, believe it or not. I think I've spoken about this before, but we are moving to a service department any day now. And we'll be there for 2.5 weeks. And then we're off for the summer to Canada and the States. Yay! And then when we come back, we'll move into our new place. So there's just a lot of chaos here right now. All the pictures are off the walls, everything's in boxes, and there's just stuff all over the place, and it's nuts. But doesn't matter. I'm just going to sip on my soda water here, have some fun recording amidst the mess, and then start moving some boxes around.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Edie, and I'm a Midwestern gal who is gardening up a storm.
Oh, yeah.
My son and I are putting in more garden beds, raised beds, and I made the decision this year that I'm growing less flowers and more veggies and herbs on my deck because of my neighbor situation.
Oh, right. You don't want to see them. You want big.
I don't want to see them. I don't want to hear them. I cannot hang out on my deck by my pretty flowers because one of their children, she's like two. She's adorable, but she always comes over and she's like, "Hi, do you want to play?" It's like, "No, go away." Or, you know, I just don't, you know, whatever.
Okay.
And I, Leia, am looking forward to going to a plant sale later this morning at the Sun Prairie High School.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing your garden, hanging out in your garden and ignoring your neighbors.
Well, now we hang out in the driveway.
Oh, that's right. We'll be in the driveway. Okay. We'll be barbecuing and doing it all in the driveway.
In the driveway.
And Dawn and I and Emily and Charlotte will probably be sleeping in a tent in your driveway as well, just so you know.
Okay. We can pitch that in the front yard. That's
okay.
Fine.
Okay. I don't want anybody knocking on my tent door in the middle of the night, though, wanting to play.
Wanting to play. Hi, do you want to play?
We're the two chit-chat chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks.
Ramen for breakfast and a Five Senses journal.
We'll gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Riff.
Yep. Of course. We'll have our chit-chat challenge of the week. In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better.
Why don't you start us off with a tip or a trick?
Okay. Well, my tip or a trick has to do with noodles this week. Because as you know, in Asia, Edie, this is a thing. Yeah. There are few things lovelier than noodle soup for breakfast, if you can believe it. I don't know if you remember our infamous trip to Tokjokdo in Korea. Remember when we went to the island?
I do remember. Uh-huh. There's lots to remember. Yes.
Oh,
did we
my.
Eat noodles?
We had noodles. Well, we had soup for breakfast, and there were noodles involved. Yes.
All right.
Yes, because in many, many cultures in Asia, noodles and soup in some combination or not or separately are involved in the breakfast routine, which I absolutely adore. But anywho, noodling around with the most important meal of the day, cup noodles is releasing a limited edition cup with sausage and egg bits and, get this, Edie, a pancake and maple syrup flavored sauce.
Like, that just makes me want to vomit.
Not yum. I know. Cup noodles, what are you thinking? Like, convenience noodles, instant noodles should not be pretending they're something they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just very put off by this. But, you know, cup noodles is advertising this heavily. And I don't know who's buying this crap, but it's not going to be me. Let's just say.
Well, maybe the college set thinks it sounds really good.
Maybe, maybe. Noodles for breakfast, the healthy kind, I'm all over it. A big yes to that, but not cup noodles with sausage and egg bits. And what? Like a pancake and maple syrup flavored sauce? No, no.
Ugh.
It's just so wrong. So the tip or trick is to avoid this at all costs, but do take yourself out for a nice Asian breakfast sometime and have soup and noodles and or make yourself some. And don't say, oh, I can limit yourself to cereal, you know, for breakfast, because there's so much more you can do with breakfast. That's my tip.
Yeah. Eat what you want for breakfast. Mm-hmm. So my tip or trick is a way to switch up your gratitude list, because I'm sure everyone is writing down the five things that they are grateful for to start the day or end the day. I've been doing this for years, and I decided to switch it up after listening to Gretchen Rubin's audiobook, My Life in Five Senses.
Oh.
She suggested to think back on your day and list an event that has to do with each of your senses. So I thought the best way to illustrate this layout would be to read my journal entry for one day.
Do it. Yes. All right.
Yep. Yep. So, sight, my mom's spring decoration tour of her house. Smell, the scent of dirt and alyssum while visiting village gardens with my mom and dad. Touch, cottontail grasses at village gardens. Taste, burgers at the library, which is the name of a restaurant. We weren't eating burgers at the public library. And then hearing my Life in Five Senses audiobook.
Oh.
Isn't that fun? It gives you like a tour of the day, and it reminds you to tune into your five senses.
Really fun. Really fun. Don't you wish that you had been the person to market that, though? Gretchen. Like, it's a, you know, another $1 billion idea just snapped up from under us.
Under us. Yeah, just Mel Robbins and her five, you know, people five are just so rule. Clever and good.
Edie, they're we good. Have to do this. Why are we not coming up with these little catchphrases and marketing them? It's time.
Because we work full time. We have children. We have to go to a million track meets and music concerts. I don't know. You know,
okay. That. All right. Well, anyway, I love it. Great idea. Thank you, Gretchen Rubin.
Mm-hmm. Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
It's time for campfire chat. Okay, so Leia, we decided to surprise each other today and our listeners and riff on some deep questions.
So deep.
They're so deep. So this sounds fun.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it will be fun. Yeah. You know, we can learn some stuff about each other and about life. And, you know, maybe there'll be some takeaways in the midst of it all. Who knows?
who knows what'll happen.
Okay.
So, Leia, what is it that you are good at? Ask yourself, what am I good at? How do you answer that?
I'm really good at reading out loud. I'm a great read alouder. I've become a very good crossworder over my 58 years of life. So yes, that. I love driving. I'm a very good driver. I don't drive, unfortunately, here in China. I did when we lived in Hong Kong, but not here on the wrong side of the road, on the wrong side of the car. But which was actually, I wasn't that good at that. But anyway, I am looking forward to some road trips this summer because I do love driving, especially the long road trips. And I think I'm actually really good at like comforting people and talking about hard stuff that a lot of people are scared to talk about, you know, like things like death and illnesses and whatnot. Like I don't avoid that. And lately I've been thinking that maybe like hospice work or something like that might be in my future, or volunteering anyway, because I just find it very satisfying and gratifying to be able to comfort and not shy away from talking about things like that. So, yeah.
All right. Well, Leia, I have two comments. One, thank goodness you are good at comforting people, because that is a skill not many people have.
It's true, right? Yeah.
You want to skirt around the tough stuff. Mm-hmm. And two, I have never been in a car when you were driving. I've seen you drive up to my house, but then I always drive.
You're right.
We know where
hop
I'm
into
going.
Your van, but, which you don't have anymore.
Which is sadly gone.
With Gus's, the duct taped mirror.
Oh, yeah.
All gone.
Gus's friend came over, like one teenage boy, and he had like a bigger vehicle than me. And I'm like, oh, want to swap? And he's like, no.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll drive for you with you in the car this summer, okay? Because the Toyota Avalon will be there, and we'll do some cruising. We'll do some road tripping up to Stevens Point this summer, huh?
Yeah, the Avalon will be way more comfortable than my Toyota Corolla hatchback.
Okay, you know. It's a deal. All right.
It's so like Edie. A clown car.
Oh, I know from clown cars, you know, having had a silly electric literal clown car here in China for a brief time, which is the bane of my existence. So anyway, we will not get into the clown car. Edie, what are you good at?
I am really good at decorating the house, especially at Christmas.
Yeah, no kidding. And who did you inherit that from?
From my mother and my grandmothers.
Wowza.
I come from a long line of decorators.
Sure do.
I'm also really good at, when I decorate, I don't like to buy new things. I like to thrift things or just wander around the house and move things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I am really good at gardening, and I become better every year. That's what's exciting about gardening, is you can learn and do things differently. I like
that's
that.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Mind you, I remember you saying that your garden this last year was not so successful.
It was horrid. In fact, Gus and I are just like, we're no longer talking about it because it was so bad.
Okay. Well, lots of improvements this year. So looking forward to seeing
you. Yes. Yes. I'm really good at sending people birthday cards, though I just realized it's my brother's birthday today, and I didn't send him a card.
Oh,
so
no.
Happy birthday, Pete, even though you don't listen. Happy birthday.
Oh, dear.
I have, he can get a belated card. And I'm also good at thrifting.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah. I'll join you in that. I should have said that as well. I'm also brilliant thrifter. So can't wait to be doing a lot of that with you and my sister this summer. Yay!
Okay, so Leia, what are you so-so at?
Oh, so-so.
What are you so-so at?
So-so. I would say that I am so-so at baking. I used to be better at baking, but I think I just like haven't had enough practice over the years of living in Asia and not having decent ovens and, you know, just basically not being that committed. But when I, you know, when I give it a go, I am an excellent baker. So maybe, and I don't just make ice cream sandwich, frozen freezer, what are they called? Icebox cakes either. I can do the real thing. So maybe I'll bake something at your house this summer while I'm living in a tent in your front yard.
Yeah.
Just to kind of, you know, pay some rent. I know I haven't even asked you yet, so this is being a little forward. It's getting a little cocky bringing it up on the... on the podcast.
Yeah, what am I supposed to say?
I'll be there next week. Well, the Sun Prairie trust what's it called? The house sitting, the cat sitting thing didn't come through. She didn't pick us. So I'm I know, I'm quite bummed about that, but I'm hoping something else will come up in the meantime. But yeah, let's see, what else am I good at? That's right. So. You know, I guess I would have to say that I'm so-so at putting on makeup. Mm-hmm. I think it's quite fun. Like, I enjoy the whole makeup thing. I get a kick out of it. But then, like, I'll leave the house. I think I've mentioned that I've been putting on. Now it's light enough in the mornings, but through the winter, I had like the sad mirror, not mirror, light on in the background because my magnifying light was not working on my mirror. And, you know, I think I looked really good. And then I'd get to work and I would treat myself and go to the bathroom like midway through the day when I could fit it in, right? Our friends and my teacher friends and I always joke like, treat yourself, go to the bathroom. Yeah. You know, and sometimes you don't get there till 2 p.m. But anyway, then I'd take a look in the mirror and there'd be like all this gray or green or blue under my eyes, like almost down to my cheekbones. Like, what has happened to my eyeshadow or to my, what is it called, eyeliner? And why didn't somebody tell me? I mean, am I a mockery of the whole school? Jeez.
I'm sure not, Leia.
Oh, you know, and then Edie, early on in the early days of the podcast, we recommended, what was it, Maybelline, some kind of...
Oh, lip stains?
Right, the lip stains that stayed on forever.
Yeah.
And, you know, they are not good.
I use mine every day. I love them.
What?
I'm
really?
Behind that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just find
Why
them.
Why don't you like it?
Well, I find them really hard to apply. So again, I think they look okay. I get to work. I take my mask off. And I'm like, uh-oh.
Well, is this Leia?
What?
There's nothing wrong with the product. You just need to go a little slower.
Okay. Well, they dry my lips out too. So I'm just going to stick with the having a lipstick in my pocket and reapplying every once in a while because I just get really chapped lips. So I just find that.
Yeah.
So whatever the case.
Maybe I should rethink the lip stains because Lulu stopped by my classroom the other day and she's like, are you cold? And I'm like, no. And she goes, well, your lips are some weird purple color.
Oopsie. Oh, no.
And it's like, and then her friends are like, you're rude. And I'm like, what? What is happening? I put on my lip stain and it turned weird and purple. I don't know.
Okay. So you're so-so at applying lip stain yourself.
No. I'm actually very good at it. I like Leia, the so-so question. I'm sure... You know, it's a meaningful question. Uh-huh. I found that I'm either really good at things or really bad at things, and I have no middle ground.
I don't believe it. Come on, you've got to have a so-so.
I couldn't think of one.
Okay, let's think of one together then. Let's see. Not to insult you or anything, but...
what am I so-so at? Because I'm probably really bad at it.
Well, you do talk. Okay. I've been thinking about you constantly commenting about your counters and your.
Yeah, that's
you know.
What that I'm bad at that.
Okay.
I'm bad at
what about like organizing things in your refrigerator and stuff?
I'm bad at it or okay. I'm good at it. I go back okay. and forth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about your shopping list and getting to Woodman's every week?
I do it.
Yeah.
I was going to use as a tip or a trick, Leah. Mm-hmm. Going to Woodman's is no longer, I don't hate it anymore uh-huh. because now I bring my earbuds and I listen to the jam band Goose.
What is that?
It's a jam band and their name is Goose. And I just find that I just float through the store listening to them. I love it.
All right.
Last week, I couldn't wait to get to Woodman's and listen to Goose.
All right. Well, that's cool. I mean, I always loved grocery shopping and listening to podcasts. I used to say that in the past tense because grocery shopping here is not the same. It's sort of a daily occurrence and it's a pop in and pop out of, you know, the local Western shop and then pop in and pop out of a vegetable or fruit market and, you know, whatever. So there's, it's a whole different way of doing things, right?
Yes.
So, okay.
Oh, I just thought of something.
Oh, good.
I'm
tell
so,
us.
So at painting my nails.
Oh, okay. Man, I am bad at painting my nails.
I would be good at it if I would have the patience to like wait to let stuff dry before slopping on another layer.
Ugh.
So
it's a messy mm-hmm. affair.
Okay. Yeah, I'm yeah. so at it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's move on to what we're bad at. I have a big list here.
So okay.
You start us off, Leah.
Okay. I talked about makeup and what I was so at, but I think I'm really bad in the hair care department. I have long hair, longish hair, and I'm good at getting regular cuts and colors and all that stuff. Though there was the bang incident, the fringe affair earlier in the year that is still growing itself out. But in terms of like, I don't know what to put in my hair like after I shampoo and condition, which I suppose mm-hmm. it's hard to be bad at, except I don't even keep my conditioner in my hair long enough, I think, because I get bored in the shower. But, should I put in mousse? Should I, gel? I don't think so. What is it? You know, the tussled salt spray, that stuff actually mm-hmm. sometimes I enjoy. But, and then there's the whole blow drying, and I've never learned how to blow dry my hair. So mm-hmm. usually I come out fairly frizzy and I just feel like I have potentially good hair and I look fantastic after coming out of a salon, but not so fantastic after coming out of the shower, I'd say. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I could do with some lessons there. I'm also really bad at drinking. So,
which I think is fine.
Yeah. Yeah. So actually it is. So I mostly don't drink. I'm not a drinker because I can't. It's mostly I can't be bothered. I don't like how I feel even after I get a bit tipsy, which I get tipsy really fast. I do like a cocktail now and again, though. And when I say a cocktail, I pretty much mean a cocktail because more than two, and that's not a good idea for me. So yeah, I'd say I don't have the constitution for it. So yeah, not good at that. And you know, Edie, what I'm really bad at actually is confrontation. Like I talked about how I'm really good at comforting, but I'm not a good confronter, and I really hate talking about like politics or religion with people who don't share my belief system, you know, essentially people who aren't liberal. I find it really hard to engage in conversations about what they think about the world at large. And so, yeah, mostly I've learned to, I mean, I guess I'm good at just sort of walking away or choosing not to be friends with those people, or, you know, I don't get into the confrontation, so that's good, I guess. I avoid it, and or I leave before things become confrontational.
All right. So I am bad at cleaning the bathroom, yeah. parking my car, cleaning my kitchen counters and using up all my makeup and skincare before buying more.
Okay, hang on. So, I thought, no, stop. I thought you're always talking about cleaning your kitchen counters and how good you are at it.
No, it's always aspirational, like how important it is. But a lot of times, I'm just so tired, I can't do it, you know? I just cannot. Yeah. I have to go to bed.
Okay. And what's the issue with the car parking?
I'm just not very good at it with my new car because it doesn't like, you can't, for some reason, it's so small being a clown car, you can't like line up your hood with the parking spot. I got a really nasty note from a parent in the school parking lot about how they were going to key my car, like scratch it up because I was such a bad parker.
Oh, jeez. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess I can't even go into it because I was just so upset.
Yeah.
I guess the reason for looking at these, thinking about what you're good at and bad at and so are at is to like share what you're good at with others and to become better at what you're bad at. Is that the idea of this? Why are we
going to get better at drinking, Edie? And confronting people. I'm just going to start getting really confrontational.
Well, I guess you could get better at hair care, Leia, because I can think of three Aveda products that would solve, you know, you would love.
Okay. You can teach me this summer. And I can teach you. Well, I don't want to clean your bathroom for you. Let's say that.
No one does.
No. Like, no.
Yeah.
But apparently I could give you
no
some.
No one wants to clean it.
Yeah. I could give you some car parking lessons. I
know how to do it. Now I just like open up the door and make sure I'm between the lines and then get out.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Ugh. Okay. All right. What's our next question?
What makes me tired? So is this like, if we avoid these things, we'll be more awake? I don't know.
Well, I mean, I just talked about alcohol. That makes me tired, which is why I don't drink it much. Oh, but you know what else? I'd love to avoid these if I could, and meetings.
Oh, my gosh.
I just,
Leia,
you know,
stop.
Edie, I do love teaching. I love students. I love, you know, I love many, many things about this profession. That's become a profession that's become very, very challenging for many, many people. And so, you know, power to the teachers. But I have to say, there's way, way, way too much time spent on meetings. And I'm not a meeting gal, never have been. And I know my dad was a teacher as well. And he would come home, you know, every week and just moan and groan about the meetings. And I think I took that on. And if you can say it in an email, let's not meet about it. That's what I have to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
What makes me tired, piggybacking on what you said, Leia, is the chaos of work. Mm. You know, the screaming, and waking up to a messy kitchen. So, you know, I guess my lesson to learn is to try and save some energy to clean up the kitchen. But, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, when you get up at 4:30 in the morning, maybe part of your routine could become cleaning up your kitchen. I don't know.
But what makes me tired is seeing, and that's often how it is. You know?
Yeah.
Like I have to clean it in the morning if I don't clean it at night. So this is kind of getting me down. Let's move on.
Well, I think we're on to our second to last question, and it's these ones are good. These ones will lift us up, I think. What is the most important thing in your life, Edie?
The most important thing in my life, Leia, is being a good mom and a good friend and a good daughter.
I don't know.
That might be problematic, like if I was in therapy saying that, like I'm just living for other people, but that's not true. I just want to be a good person.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, mine is similar, I would say. I mean, I think taking care of my family is probably the most important thing in my life. Being the light in the room, I feel like that's become a part of what I choose to do every day. You know, that when when I'm somewhere, I want to be the person who is present, who's listening, who's compassionate, and I make that my goal. So that's a really important thing for me. And I think, honestly, I think one of the most important things in my life is having fun. Because, like, why are we even here doing this if we can't have fun, right? So I really try not to focus on, like, oh, it's Monday, so, you know, it's going to be a crummy day and it won't be good until the weekend. I just really try to have fun in most of my moments and try to make the best of things. And, yeah, that works out for me.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. So our last question is, who are the most important people in your life?
Okay, good question. I guess juxtaposing from the last from the last question, I would say that whoever the person is who's in front of me in any given moment, I aspire for them to be the most important person because I really want to show up and be in the moment. And Edie, I actually did set something aside because I really love this. Let me find it. Give me a second. I screenshotted it from an Oprah magazine. Here it comes. So, because I think this speaks to people being the most important, who is the most important in your life and how that can look. So here it is. This is from Andrea from Sunrise, Florida. And I don't know when this Oprah was published, a long time ago, but she writes, here for you. I've worked at 8 Publix grocery stores over the last 16 years, and people come in needing all kinds of things besides food. They're in a hurry, trying to buy their stuff and get home, sometimes on their last nerve. With some, you can tell you're the only person they'll speak to all day. Others, you see their worry that they can't afford their groceries because the balance on their card is low. You watch them eye the total, maybe ask to put something back. I have a rule. If someone's card is declined, I say, let's try this on another register, and move them away so they're not handling this problem with an audience. More than once, I've pulled out my card and paid for someone's groceries. This is food. They need it. Other people come in looking for an argument. I find they're the easiest to be kind to because they don't expect it. They want to rile you up like they're riled up, but when you're nice to them, they're often stunned into being nice right back. And then there are the moments when being kind to a customer is pure joy. Once, a young woman came in and said, we don't have family in the area. Can you sing happy birthday to my son? He's turning 3 today. 10 of us gathered to sing to him, and we gave him a cake and a balloon. That kid was so happy. That was a good day.
Oh, I love that, Leah.
Right?
Good.
I know. I couldn't resist that when I saw it. I was like, I have to save this for an occasion.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, there's a woman who knows how to make the person in front of her the most important person in her life at that moment, right?
Yeah, I think we need to end on that, Leia, because it's so good and so uplifting.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I've never really thought of I've never really thought of it this way. So it's an aha for me.
It's a tweet tweet.
Oh, that's right. It's not an ah. It's a tweet tweet. It's a tweetable thing. Let's tweet it.
Except we're not on Twitter, but yeah.
We're not on Twitter, but you know, let's metaphorically tweet it out.
Let's do it. Okay.
It's time for the Chit Chat Challenge of the Week. This week, your challenge is to ask some good questions and really listen to the answers. You know, figure out if what you're good at, you can share with people. If what you're bad at, do you want to improve it? Or do you want to be like Leia and, you know, remain bad at drinking?
Yeah. Exactly. I aspire to get better every year, Edie, but it doesn't work. So,
yeah, well,
yeah. Okay. So anyway, share this with us on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook. Every week we share our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week on the Chit Chat Coop. And it's just a really fun group on Facebook that's the accompaniment to this podcast. And it's a fun place to chat with other listeners and add to the conversation.
So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Yes. Check out the show notes for links to our blogs, to Instagram, and to Edie's Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings. And if you're listening and you've not become a member of the Chit Chat Coop, the link is there to join as well.
We'd love a review on iTunes if you're so inclined. It helps more people find the pod.
Yeah, and you can review on any other podcast app as well, including Spotify or wherever you listen.
Yep. Thanks, Leia, for producing the show again this week. Again.
Here's hoping it goes well. Fingers crossed. Okay, bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.